My name is Joe Gray, and on this show, I discuss all things hotel sales and marketing. We live in an ever-changing, technology-centered world, and sales and marketing is at the forefront of that change. On this show, it is my goal to help you navigate all of the new tools and strategies so that you can stay ahead of the competition and take your hotel to the next level. Welcome to Hotel Launch. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Sorry it's been a while. I was out in Alaska doing a remodel for one of our hotels up there and just kind of got away from everything. But today I want to continue because last time I talked about the guest workflow. Today I want to talk about the guest company workflow. I'll call it the sequence. So the guest company sequence, this is what kind of my second tier. Like I reach out to guests first. That's something I do every day. And then the guest company is something I also try to do every day. The second highest leverage opportunity that I have on a daily basis at the hotel. So the guest company sequence is similar to the guest sequence in that it's a three-step sequence. It doesn't include text messaging because I'm not reaching out to my guests where I can get text message opt-in. I'm reaching out to companies that my guests work for, right? And so I'm reaching out to different contacts within those companies. And so I don't have their phone numbers, and you can use tools to find their phone numbers, but I found that, well, I don't know, it just sounds kind of creepy to me. But reaching out via email is very normal. And I'll show you how to do it in the highest leverage way today. And so basically what I do every day is obviously I have my front desk fill out the sales report for me. And they fill that out with all the guest information, the guest emails, everything like that. And what I do is I try to train my front desk to get company names. Now that's not always the easiest thing to do. But if they are able to get company names for me, then I take all those company names. I also look at the emails. So I also get them to get the emails for me because I look at the domains on the emails. So a lot of the emails will be at gmail.com, at yahoo.com, things like that. But some of them include the company name in the domain. And so what I do is I just copy and paste that. Like mine is, you know, joe@saleshop.io. So I would just copy and paste the after the at symbol and put it into an internet browser. And sometimes they misspell it or something. And so I just like have to delete the .com and then it'll usually bring up the company name for me. Sometimes the domains don't work, but often I'm able to actually get the company name directly off of their email. And so that's what I do. Basically, I scour for anything that includes a company name or includes the emails. And I actually prefer the email ones because those link you directly to the company, whereas sometimes if it's like a general name, then it's a little harder because you're not sure which company it is if they just put the company name in, because there's so many companies, right? You Google search a company and it's like, well, every company is named. There's like five different companies with the same name. So I actually kind of prefer the email ones, but you're able to find both, especially if you search like, let's say a company called Blue Lemon or something like that stayed with me in Utah. I would say Blue Lemon, Utah. That way I could see like, okay, is there maybe a Blue Lemon here that would be more likely that this person works with? And so basically I grab all that information and then I use tools like Zoom Info, but Zoom Info is expensive. And so if you have Zoom Info, if your team pays for it, awesome. If you don't have Zoom Info, there's other products out there, and the one that I am actually using more often now, which I'm a huge fan of, you can use Clearbit Connect. That's another good one that's free. But the big one that I'm really using right now that I think is super, super valuable is Apollo. So if I were you and I didn't have like a budget to spend on, I would use Clearbit Connect and Apollo, because those two will get you, they're free, and you can find any email and basically you just put in the domain name, or you search with Clearbit Connect. It's a Chrome extension, so you'd have to have Chrome, and basically you can search the company name in Google, go to the company website, click the Chrome extension, and then it'll you can basically it's you can see all the company information and see like the different people who work for the company. Now Apollo I think is better. Apollo, you just take the domain name and you put it in Apollo, and then you click on it, and then it brings up all of the different people who work for the company, all the contacts, and it'll have their emails, everything like that. And so what I would do next, and what I do next, not what I would do, what I do next is basically I search travel first. A lot of companies don't list like who their travel manager is because it's usually someone with a different role that handles travel. But I always search travel, and sometimes there are like corporate travel managers that'll pop up, but not often the case. And so then I search for like HR, I search for, next I really search for like executive assistants, office managers, because they're usually kind of, some of those roles handle travel more often than not. Logistics, they'll handle travel. Sometimes if it's a smaller company, like anywhere from like, if there's anywhere from like, you know, 0, 1 to 100 employees, I'll just reach out directly to the CEO and the CFO, and the COO. It just depends. Like I've reached out to companies with hundreds of employees straight to the CEO and he's responded to me. And sometimes I actually find that those guys respond to me more than reaching out to other people, which is interesting. So you kind of play with it. It just depends. If it's a massive company, I wouldn't reach out to the CEO. I often reach out to the HR departments because they usually kind of know what's going on and they can push you to certain places. But there's a lot of employees you probably don't want to reach out to because they really don't know what's going on or how travel is handled at the company. So those are kind of the targets I would hit, like travel, executive assistant, office manager, logistics, HR, and then the C-suite if it's a smaller company. And so what my message is pretty simple. It's nothing crazy. It's basically just like, hey, I introduce myself and I introduce the hotel. And then I just say, this person, John Smith, you know, whatever the guest name is, like I utilize the guest name there. And I say, from your company, recently stayed with us. So they know they're already using us. And that is key, because if they know that someone stayed with us, we have way better opportunity. Like the leverage is way higher. And then I just ask, hey, can you put me in contact with the person over travel? We'd love to offer you guys a discounted rate for future stays or corporate rate for future stays in whatever area I'm sending it from. And so like it's a pretty basic message. It's nothing crazy, but it uses a lot of leverage because it says, hey, you guys are already using us. So just come back and use us more and we'll give you discounted rates. And then they'll often, I actually get quite a few responses from that, either them saying, hey, I'm the travel manager or I handle travel, or most often them connecting me with the travel manager, saying they forwarded it to the travel manager, or telling me who to reach out to in the company. So, and sometimes I get the travel managers just reaching back and saying, hey, this person forwarded me this email. We'd love to set something up. And so that's a really good sequence. And I just put them on a 3-step sequence. And it works really well. And really, I just send that same message 3 times in a row. And I just put like a just following up or just wanted to follow up one last time, you know. And I always, the third email, I always put like last call on it. That was one of my buddies told me about that because he was doing sales for a while. And he told me that works. And so I start doing like last call and then I'll do the regular kind of subject line. But that kind of adds some urgency where they're like, what is this? You know, oh, he's not going to reach out again. I should probably respond to this, even if, because often they don't read it. The subject line, you want to get them to open it. And often, even if they open it, they're like, oh, I'll just table this and bring this up next time. But if you add like a last call, kind of like an urgency thing, then they're willing to do it a little more. And so, yeah, that's what I do on a daily basis. I reach out to all the guests and then I reach out to, and I usually choose anywhere from, it depends on how many contacts they have, but anywhere from 2 to 3, sometimes 4. I generally don't go 4, but 2 to 3 people from the company in those different positions I'll reach out to. Generally 3, because I know that the email open rate is from a marketing email is generally 30 to 40% maybe. So the follow-ups are important. You don't want to just send a one-time email. Follow-ups are important. And reaching out to multiple people in the company are important if you really want to, you know, get a response. You don't just reach out to one person with one email. You're not really, your response rate's going to be pretty low if you do that. So anyways, that is my second sequence / workflow that I do on a daily basis. And it works really well because we're utilizing the principle of leverage with the guest name in there. And there's some really good tools for you guys to use in there too. So yeah, anyways, I hope that's useful. I hope that helps with your sales efforts, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. Bye, everyone. If you made it all the way to the end of the show, bless your soul. You are in a unique club. And because of that, I've got something special for you. The worst part of sales is easily doing the prospecting on a daily basis, but it's also the most important part, in my opinion. For that reason, we have created our new prospecting program. Our team will do your email marketing as well as extensive text message and email outreach campaigns on a daily basis. We'll then feed you and your team the leads to close more group and corporate business at your property. It only costs $500 per month, but the first five hotels to sign up each month will get a free 30-day trial period. That way you make money before you ever have to pay us, the way it should be. You can go to www.saleshop.io/prospecting to sign up now.